24 years old. She took a selfie. She didn't send it to anyone but herself. It was meant for no one, but somehow it ended up all over the web.
My daughter's topless picture ended up on the most notorious revenge porn website. She had taken photos in the mirror with her cell phone and wanted to save them on her computer. She sent them through her email to get them to the computer, and she took over 100 shots, and one of them was topless, and she had no intention of ever showing that topless picture to anyone.
Until a hacker named Charlie Evans broke into her inbox. He sold her photo to Hunter Moore, a man dubbed King of Revenge Porn. Revenge porn is a growing form of harassment. Your most personal photos posted online for anyone to see without your permission. Moore built a career targeting women and posting their nudes on his site. Is anyone up? And when he needed more pictures, he hired Evans to hack into women's private accounts. The site became notorious, but those days would end when they took on Charlotte's daughter.
When you got the call as a mom, how did you react?
Just to see my daughter in tears over this, and I felt so helpless. She was blaming herself, which is what a lot of victims do. I talked to 9 attorneys at the beginning. They did not have a clue about what to do.
You kind of take this to a new level as a mother. I mean, you became this private investigator.
I realized there's nobody out there to, you know, protect these victims, and so I better learn about it quickly and try to do what I can. I had a huge box, like a 12-inch box, of information. I had found victims all over the country who had been hacked by the same hacker, and so I was able to give this information to the FBI, which I think helped because they realized it wasn't just my daughter.
And that's why they call her the Erin Brockovich of revenge porn.
The first time I went undercover, I was helping victims who wanted to serve him papers. So in addition to running the site, he would periodically host parties. So I'm locking the door and my car door, and I have this crazy getup on. I have this white pasty stuff on my face, this black wig, this, you know, little cap, sunglasses. I mean, I look pretty humorous. And I turn around in the parking lot, and the person who's standing there in my face is Hunter Moore. This is my box of materials, all of my investigation. I don't have any of the nude pictures here. I erased all those, but here's some samples from his site. Yeah. So if you sent a letter saying, I think I'm going to kill myself. I can't take this if you don't take my pictures down. He would post the suicide letter on the site next to your nude pictures, and then the followers would encourage you to kill yourself.
Taking on Hunter Moore means taking on his cult-like following. They go by hashtag the family.
I've gotten death threats. I've gotten computer viruses just bombarded at my computer. I had a stalker at my house on 2 separate evenings.
It hasn't stopped her. Moore's sentencing is approaching, and she's preparing women to testify against him in court.
These are like anonymous masks.
They're anonymous masks. They're Guy Fawkes masks.
Wow.
So the victims could wear this into the courthouse, along with maybe a shawl around their head. Oh. And then they could speak, and no one would know their identity.
For weeks, I tried over and over again to get in touch with Charlie Evans, the man who hacked Charlotte Law's daughter and so many other women. I tried him one last time after leaving Charlotte's home. He answered.
Standing like down the street from a woman whose life was turned upside down by the hacking you did. When it comes down to it, just why?
He offered me money. I was in a bad place. Said no for about 8 months. I got fired from my job for drinking.
When you talk to some of these victims and you see that their lives are ruined and that they have no ability to get this kind of stuff down, I mean, do you regret it?
I mean, what I did to them is horrible, and it also consumed my life. I'm going to spend 2 to 3 years in federal prison. I'm okay with that.
Would you say that you were addicted to hacking?
Yeah, actually, my first rehab was for that. I know it kind of sounds like a cop-out, but, you know, it was.
What was it like the first time you hacked into a woman's Facebook or Twitter account or inbox? What went through your head?
That's a loaded question, because I'll seem like a sociopath if I say it gave me a rush, but...
So it seemed like a sociopath. At least it's honest.
I mean, it doesn't feel real. When I'm in my room, lights off, door locked, drinking, you know, I don't feel the consequences. Like, if I had to look at somebody in the face to do that, it'd be a different story.
Dr. Gail Saltz is a clinical psychiatrist.
She says it's that disconnect that breeds this new type of harassment.
The fact that you can't see the person's facial expression, you can't see the reaction in the moment, really removes it from the kind of empathy and sensitivity that we are normally, as human beings, would have with each other.
I did it for money. I mean, again, that makes me sound like a monster, but...
How much money? Was the money that good?
Enough. It's scary how quickly I would drop my morals for so little. You know, how much those women were worth. I mean, it was like $500 a week, $1,000 a week, like that. I mean, it was really just my habit. You have to do all these, like, you know, mental gymnastics to be able to live with yourself.
Remember that dream you had when you showed up to school naked? You felt completely humiliated. Then you woke up and you thought, thank God, that was just a dream. But what if I told you that there are people, mainly women, who are living out that nightmare every day? That there are these underground online communities devoted to exposing you in your most private moments. There's even a name for it. Revenge porn. Think of it as non-consensual pornography. Naked photos, usually of women, wind up on the web without their consent. The aim? To shame and humiliate. And there are a lot of ways it can happen. The one you've probably heard of, a bitter ex posts a private photo online. A picture you thought no one would ever see. Then there are the hackers, who can take control of your webcam to record images or hack your inbox to find them. A private selfie can become a viral sensation. Maybe you never even took a compromising photo of yourself. Well, you can still wind up naked online thanks to Photoshop. Your head on someone else's body. These pictures are posted on websites devoted to revenge porn. Then they're picked up by third-party sites. It's not long until they're everywhere. So, I know what you're thinking. Don't take a naked photo. Don't send a selfie. Couldn't happen to me. What if I told you it could be out of your control? Hackers are getting even smarter. The market for these images is getting even bigger. So here's the naked truth. It can happen to anyone.
I'll seem like a sociopath if I say it gave me a rush. It doesn't feel real.
Law enforcement straight up told me, how do you want us to help you? How do you think that we can possibly help you?
I really describe it similar to the feeling of getting raped.